Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
So today we're kind of unpacking this trend, something you've probably seen popping up on travel sites.
Ah, yes. Those multifunction safety devices.
Exactly. We've seen some info suggesting they're really getting popular with travelers.
They definitely seem to be gaining visibility.
So our mission today is, well, to figure out why. Why now? And what does it tell us about, you know, travel these days?
Yeah, it's fascinating, this shift towards gadgets doing more than one safety job when people are traveling. The info we've got really highlights it, suggests a real change in priorities for travelers.
Okay, let's get specific, though. What are these devices exactly? Are we talking about, like, a flashlight combined with a personal alarm?
Yeah.
Maybe something else?
Precisely that kind of thing, yeah. We're seeing functions merge together. So instead of carrying, I don't know, a separate whistle, maybe a light, maybe even safety spray where that's allowed.
Right.
Travelers seem to be going for these single streamlined devices. Integrates a lot of those features.
And the appeal is clear, I guess. Less clutter.
Less to carry, less to think about, definitely. And you have those key safety tools right there, all in one place. It's practical.
Makes total sense, especially, you know, with baggage limits and just wanting to travel lighter.
Mm-hmm.
But is it just about convenience? Or is there maybe something bigger driving this?
Well, if you look at the broader picture, it probably reflects a greater sense of wanting personal control over your safety while traveling.
Right.
And at the same time, technology has caught up to meet that need. Maybe, you know, increased awareness of incidents, even small local things, makes travelers want to feel a bit more secure in places they don't know.
So these multifunction devices give them something tangible.
Exactly. A tangible way to boost that feeling of security.
So it's really more than just convenience. It's tapping into that feeling of wanting to be safer.
I think so.
The sources we looked at mentioned features like GPS tracking.
Mm-hmm.
Emergency contacts, even loud sounds.
Yeah, deterrence.
But like travelers building their own little mini security kits.
That's a good way to put it. And it's not just one type of traveler either. It seems to appeal broadly.
Oh.
Yeah, solo travelers, families exploring, people going a bit more off the beaten path. The desire for safety tools that are accessible and sort of comprehensive seems pretty widespread.
This is where it gets really interesting for me. Does this trend tell us anything about how we perceive travel now?
Yeah.
Like, are people feeling things are less safe overall?
Mm.
Or is it just, you know, technology doing what technology does, finding a need and filling it?
That's a key question. It's likely a bit of both, wouldn't you say?
Right, baby.
On one hand, information travels so fast now. Travel advisories, news reports, that can make some people more cautious.
Heightened awareness.
Right. And then simultaneously, tech advancements have made it possible to pack sophisticated safety features into these small, pretty easy to use devices.
Hmm.
The tools are just available now.
Conveniently available to address those worries.
Exactly.
So it's like travelers are saying, look, I want the adventure.
Yeah.
I want to see new things. But I also want to be smart about it. Proactive about my own well-being.
Yeah.
It's this mix of wanderlust and practicality.
I think that's a really crucial point. It's not necessarily driven by fear, but maybe more by empowerment.
Empowerment.
Interesting.
Yeah, these devices give people a sense of agency. They feel better equipped if something unexpected happens. The demand suggests we're moving away from just passively hoping things are safe.
Right.
Towards a more active personal role in ensuring safety.
Okay, so wrapping this up then. These multifunction safety devices, they're not just a gimmick.
Mm.
They seem to represent this real meeting point between being prepared and being practical for the modern traveler.
I agree.
We want to explore, yes, but we also really want to feel secure. And these gadgets kind of hit that sweet spot.
Precisely. And it taps into that larger trend, you know, travelers wanting to be informed, equipped, and feeling like they have some control on their journeys.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you listening.
Mm-hmm.
As you plan your own travels, technology isn't stopping, right?
Definitely not.
So how might our whole idea of safety and the tools we use for it, how might that keep changing how we travel? Will we see, like, safety features just built into everything, our backpacks, our phones even more?
Or maybe completely new kinds of safety tech we haven't even thought of yet.
Exactly. It's definitely something to think about next time you're planning an adventure.
Food for thought.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.